This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witts, and today thinking again about the statement, I'm not good enough. Have you ever said that? I won't ever amount to anything. And I think sometimes we get stuck in the past because of things we've done or things we've said, or we feel we're just not good enough. And I was talking about this yesterday. Our worth as a person is based on what others think about us or say about us. Well, I guess probably we've all felt to some degree like that. And I want to show you today that one of the heroes of the Bible, someone who felt this way, and I'm talking about Moses, what a tremendous man Moses was. But actually, we read the Bible and find that Moses believed this lie, and the lie was, I'm not good enough. And why I'm saying that, in Exodus 4, God called Moses to deliver God's people from bondage. It was a very big moment in the history of the children of Israel. And he felt just the way that sometimes we do. Moses said to God in this classic conversation, look, God, I've never been good with words. I'm slow in speech and tongue. In other words, for whatever you do, don't put me in front of people. I freeze. I get nervous. I'm not a good public speaker. Of all the other people out there, God, I'm sure there are dozens who are more qualified than I am. So really what Moses was saying was to God, I am not good enough. But as you read it and have a look at Exodus 4, 11 to 12, God speaks truth to Moses, as God always does. And what is interesting is that Moses' own sense of inadequacy was getting louder. I mean, I think his sense of panic was getting higher and higher. In fact, God takes him to task. Who gave man his mouth, he said? Who makes him deaf or mute? And who gives him sight or makes him blind? Isn't it I, the Lord? Now go, Moses. I will help you to speak, and I will teach you what to say. So you'd think there that Moses would say, okay, that settles it. You know, God's doing this. He's going to deliver, nothing to worry about. But then watch as this verse goes on. He says, oh Lord, please send someone else to do it. Yes, if you read between the lines, you can still sense the desperation. Please send someone else. I'm not good enough. Now, many of us, I think, have believed that lie, and it's led, of course, to some unfortunate situations. I can't make a difference, you might say. Why should I even try? I'm just an average person. I fail at everything that I do. I'm not good enough. I'm not talented enough. My body is not right. So I'm not worthy to be loved. So why do I bother? And I think that there are lots of people who say that. But let me just say it again. As I said yesterday morning, we get our worth and value from what God says about us. Sometimes it's best not to hear what other people say, but to understand what God says. We are who God says we are. You're not what others say. You get your worth and value from Him. When we come to Jesus Christ, our old nature is gone. We have a new heart, a new spirit. Jesus Christ lives in us. We become, as the Bible says, a new creation. And of course, we can be haunted by these negative tapes, I guess, that keep running around in our mind. But we read in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that says, you are not your own, you were bought at a price. And one of the translations says, you don't belong to yourself. God bought you with a high price. So can you imagine that, that you are valuable because you belong to God? You were bought at a very high price. That term, buying, comes at a price, comes from the era of slaves. The slaves were put in the market to be sold, and people would buy them for the agreed value. And it says in 1 Peter 1 from the New Testament, you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down, but from the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So how wonderful. We are valuable because God loves us. God doesn't love us because we're valuable. We're valuable because He loves us. We are His creation. It's a wonderful story. So our worth, my worth and yours, is not based on what others might or might not say about you. It's not based on the past experience. Remember, Scripture says, I have called you by name. You are mine. We get our value from God. Thank you, Lord. It's a thrilling statement to know that we belong to you and therefore we are of real value. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.